Yeah, it's definitely been sort of fireworks down on the coast.
But definitely the nighttime fishing is the way to go. There's definitely Beck and Dogger out there.
We will find fish in the basin this week, like the guys were saying. Durban will produce. The freshwater is certainly going to produce.
Yeah, it's been awesome down on the south coast.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey, we are back. Now, let me kick off the show by giving a huge shout out to my reporters because, guys, last week we've got it 100% correct. We called bronze bream. We said it was bream. We stuck it all over our covers. And guess what? It was bream throughout the entire coastline, but more so down the south coast. And the reason I want to give a shout out to my reporters is because, you know what? These guys are so involved that they've got it absolutely 100% correct. Now, we spoke about using hard baits. We spoke about the lot of peckers being around. We spoke about the weather conditions. And you know what? They had it spot on. So this week, I am feeling 100% certain that we are going to get it right again. Now, let's kick off the show by talking about the highlight of this week, right? Let's talk about the title of our cover, Epic Fishing Down the South Coast. That is exactly what it is about. Now, this week, we have seen a fair amount of species. Guys, there's been brusher, there's been bream, there's been shad, there's been huge cob. The offshore fishing is fantastic right now, especially if you are bottom fishing. As for the freshwater, well, it is back with a vengeance. Now, we're going to kick off the show starting off in Durban, moving into the freshwater, and rounding off with that epic news down the south coast. But before we do, guys, huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Now, guys, let's get into our show. Starting off in Durban, where it has been pretty good on certain facets, right? If you're talking rock and surf, well, there has been some species that has been a little more prolific than the others. Then we've got the offshore, where it has been really fireworks. And, well, if you're looking in the harbor, well, nothing much has changed since last week. But I'm going to leave our expert, Mike V, to tell us all about it. And he is followed with our offshore news from Brad Krobler.
How's it, guys? Yes, it's been all about the stumpies in the last week. Some lovely, lovely stumpies have come out. Normal baits, oki, sodding head, sea lice, crackers, but some beautiful stumpies. In between that, some lovely little grunters, some big grunters, a couple cob, a couple nice shad, also the odd grey shark and odd diamond. Beaches weren't wild with fish, but there was a good bite if you could find it. On the paddle skis and ski boat side, the guys are still getting quite a few snook around. Odd little cooter in between those. On the bottoms, the guys are mainly targeting the dog and the beck with odd rock cord things they get hopping on. It's unfortunately the time of year where things do go a little bit quiet, a little bit slow, but those putting in the time are getting some good fish. The guys in the bay are getting some nice grunters, no giants in between, but those good 1-2, like say 2.5 kilo size grunter, a couple small kingies here and there, a few springer in between. Not wild with a springer, just one here and there when you've been lucky. Next few days are going to be a bit windy, but I think the weekend's going to produce some lovely fish. Thanks, guys. Tight lines.
Well, good day, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Guys, fishing over the last week, there's been a hell of a lot of baits and sardines and stuff in the whole Durban Basin area. There's been some very, very nice snook coming out of the Blue Lagoon and some garrick if you're willing to go try for that. On the bottom fishing side, there's been some nice slinger soldiers. Weather hasn't played 100% with the big winds we've had, but definitely the nighttime fishing is the way to go. There's definitely beck and dogger out there. Yeah, get out to the deep at night if you're life rated and yeah, go have some fun. Speak to you guys next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Now, we will certainly be having some fun. I'm going to be fishing the basin this Thursday and probably even Friday morning. So, guys, if you want to go and get some of that blue skate and gray shark action like the guys were talking about, well, Durban Basin is going to be the place to be. With that northwesterly coming through, that is going to probably be one of the best areas that's going to be protected from that wind. And that is going to bring all that fish closer to us, especially with that cooler water that's coming through. Now, going up to the North Coast, well, Suvikar has reported that there has been some good-sized cob. In fact, he sent me some images. And yes, guys, the cob were looking very healthy, all between 20 to 30 kilos. Now, it hasn't been thick, right? It's not wildwood cob. But the reports that have been coming through were that they were coming out at least one good-sized fish per day. Now, apart from that, on the North Coast, there has been some garrick. In fact, I bumped into a friend of mine who got one off Christmas Bay, a beautiful-sized garrick on a lure. So that was good to see, as well as some bronze bream that's coming out in the area. There has been some huge blacktail, but that's pretty much throughout the entire coastline. But yes, those rocky points has produced some really nice blacktail, and the stumpies are still on the bite. If you're fishing further up north, Richards Bay, St. Lucia, Cape Vital, well, guys, there has been the odd shad, nothing crazy. There has been some grunter, and once again, that bream species. As for the offshore side, well, that has been really good with the amount of snook that's been coming out. So that's our North Coast report. Now, moving on to the freshwater, well, it has certainly picked up. In fact, it has picked up quite considerably, especially after what we've seen over the last couple of weeks. But Jan is going to tell us all about it with this week's freshwater report.
Hey there, guys. So after the last 2 weeks of moaning about the end of winter fishing and the fish either being fast asleep or frozen stiff, or most probably a combination of both, we are happy to report that the fish have come out of hiding this past weekend and there was some action to report on at last. So guys, let's get stuck into it. And a quick reminder for the fans of moving water, trout river season opens on 1 September, a mere 3 weeks away. But if the need is greater than those 3 weeks, word is that there are scaly around in both the Umkomas and Tugela systems. Fish are few, but generally of a better class than those coming from the summer run. Weather patterns certainly put a damper on the Natal Fly Fishers Club anglers this past weekend, as the returns were few. There was one from earlier on from the weekend that had some good fish, all in the 17 to 19 inch. Or 43 to 48 centimeter class, and one fish in the 19 to 21 inch or 48 to 53 centimeter class. This was, of course, prior to the frontal system that arrived mid-weekend. This weekend saw the long-awaited finals of the Tops Corporate Challenge taking place, with 68 rabid Tops anglers from three legs battling it out for the top spots. Fishing started off rosy on Friday with some great fish coming to hand. To note that at the end of the day, the ladies, women and waders team were lying in second place. Day two fishing slowed down with the incoming front and the pressure drop, and the ladies ended in a very creditable sixth place of the 17 teams. Top fish went to local Maritzburg angler Alistair Moore's fish, who took home the trophy for the biggest fish, which stretched the tape to 60 centimeters or 23 inches. And the top angler for the most fish went to Midlands-based angler Richard Beshart. And this past weekend also saw a Joey's tournament trail event in Albert Falls, and lo and behold, the bass were also out to play. Fishing was reported as challenging but rewarding, and the top bag came in at 9.4 kilograms. The next event on the local calendar is this weekend's Maritzburg Bassmasters Triple Skins Challenge on Albert Falls, followed by the Albert Falls Classic at the end of the month. Guys, tight lines to all.
Great stuff, Jan. I'm glad to hear that the freshwater fishing has certainly been picking up. I was starting to feel a bit disappointed over the last couple of weeks. I mean, I know it was expected, right? I mean, it's winter, freshwater fishing, not the greatest of times, but boy, did it come back with a vengeance, especially with that bass. It is clear to see that that spawn is coming through, that September run is around the corner, and that fish is definitely going to be coming up to smash that topwater frogs. Now, sticking with the good fishing, going down the South Coast as promised, we are going to kick it off with Ray Thompson, covering the areas from Amanzimtoti right down to Scottsboro.
Hi guys, as predicted, very few fish been landed this week due to the big seas that we have at the moment. It's that in-between season has definitely started. The summer fish haven't arrived and the winter fish are pretty much buggered off. So, starting on the south coast, obviously still a lot of bream being caught down that hole, Port Edward, all the way up to the Bell Rocks, Hibernian area. Quite a lot of bream there. Moving further north, obviously there's still a little bit of shad action around. And of course, the bream. As everybody knows, it's bream, bream, bream time now. Moving up, Scottsboro, up to Mamsum, Texas. Very few fish, guys. Very few fish. Very quiet. Again, one bream here, one bream there. Very little anywhere else. Couple of bream making their appearance on the actual bluff area, as well as quite a bit of shad in the Isipingo area. Moving into Durban, again, quiet besides the odd grey shark. Obviously, Durban Basin being very, very protected from that southwesterly that we've had. the basin is about the only place that's worth looking at in the next couple of days. We have got, however, 3 days of northeasterly coming up, which will make the water go cold. The sea is going to be still on the big side, but it's about the only place that's safe and protected from this weather pattern that we have. Guys, go out there and enjoy yourself and have some fun. Happy Women's Day on Friday.
Great stuff, Mr. Thompson. A good, honest report of what's been going on in that area. Now, moving on to a bit of the diving side, guys. You shout out to our Spear Fishing Association. If you want to listen to our podcast on another platform, well, get on to spearfishingsa.co.za. But for now, here is Don with what's been going on in the underworld of fishing.
So, yeah, the South Coast for the last few days has been very undiveable. We've had massive swell, dirty water. The clean water is definitely out there, sort of in the shark net sort of range, but this the swell and the churn and everything is keeping us out the water. Looking ahead, we've got some really nice weather days, but I don't see anything, or I don't see much changing with the visibility on the South Coast. The swell is just too consistent and heavy, and it's just turning up all the sand. So I don't see much hope over the next week. But as always, we will keep an eye on it. Yeah, the boat's packed and we're ready to dive.
Once again, another good, honest report. Thank you for that, Don. Now, guys, I know what you were thinking, right? I did say epic fishing down the South Coast. And those last two reports probably got you scratching your head a bit. But we've got Adam, and Adam's got exactly what I was talking about.
Good day, Vinesh. I trust that all is well in the fishing community. So, down on the lower coast, we've had Garrick and Brazenhead. We've had Cobb in Port St. John's, a bit of Grunter. And on the lower south coast, we've had Khalyun. We've had Bream, as predicted. We've had Thumper-sized Blacktail. A few Stone Bream around. A lot of Peckers in the water. Pinkies in quarantine. A bit of Shad and the odd Brusher or two. So definitely your rockfish has been around, as we predicted for this particular week. Now, we've also had a huge bass of just over 5 kilos by Brian, so really well done there, bud. So yeah, fishing on the coast has been good, and like we all predicted, it's definitely been winter fish. It's been your bream, and we've had the odd kingy, especially with Margate Pier. They're getting the odd one, decent size 111 popping up there, Vinesh. So yeah, it's definitely been sort of fireworks down on the coast. I know the north coast has been a bit quiet, wah, wah, wah. But yeah, it's been awesome down on the south coast, Vinesh. We definitely can't complain. You know, the baits that have been working, definitely, as Ray and you had discussed, the harder baits are working a bit better down here, you know. But also your pink prawn, your full head-on pink prawn has been just doing absolute damage for the Khalyun and your bronzies. Now, we don't typically use Muscle Man down the side. It doesn't work too great for our rockfish, even the Brusher. They do, however, prefer prawn and a chocker or two now and again. So definitely something to think of if you're heading to the coast for the weekend. Otherwise, the sea is still fairly big down here. That groundswell you can see building up from miles and miles away, you know, just dumping sand in certain areas on the lower coast. But we have got nice clean bays. I would say Trafalgar being an area that's not too bad to try and target them, or Ramsgate, or maybe even the Manaba-Uvongo stretch. Now, if you want to go for your bigger game fish, it's definitely going to be those deep water spots, and live bait has been key. If you can start out a small carrow, a blacktail, even a small shad, if you can get your hands on them, that's definitely going to put you in the win. Otherwise, guys, I hope everyone has an awesome weekend and tight lines.
And there you have it. We've saved the best for last. Thank you, Adam, for rounding off the show. And you know what? Proving that KZN still produces the fish despite this change of season. So guys, as you can see, our reporters, they had it on the money. They will have it on the money again this week. It is that change of season. It's the mix between winter and summer fish, and this is the smack middle of it. But it's not to say there aren't any fish around. We will find fish in the basin this week, like the guys were saying. Durban will produce. The freshwater is certainly going to produce. And that brings me to something I want to give you a heads up for. And that is our next podcast. Guys, on Monday, we are talking about why should we try freshwater fishing? Now, I've got an expert, a well-decorated, well-recognized ex-club angler, ex-Natal club angler, that was you know, pro saltwater that has flipped over to go completely freshwater fishing. And in this episode, we talk about why should we go freshwater fishing? What could convince someone that is so acclaimed in the rock and surf fraternity to go and just fish purely bass? Well, if you want to know more, look out for it. It's going to be on our podcast on ecr.co.za under the podcast tabs under Angler News, right? So check it out. It'll be live on Monday. But for now, you have got the latest scoop of the hottest feeding zone. So get out there and get fishing. And with that being said, until next week.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.